So what gospel was Abraham taught? Galatians 3:8 tells us straight out, there's no doubt about that, it's in Scripture. The gospel that Abraham was given, it says, Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. That's not us. That's the believing, the faithful, the Gentiles that have faith in the millennium, in when Christ returns, after we've been caught up to be with the Lord. That, see, the thing that he's quoting there back in the Old Testament, they didn't know the mystery of Christ, that Christ would come back and reveal to Paul his new pattern of salvation by faith alone, without works, without our works. But it says the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, that's those future Gentiles, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. What gospel? Saying, well, here he's going to tell us, in thee shall all nations be blessed. What a blessing. What a good news for Abraham. That's what gospel means, good news. Is that a third gospel? That's Abraham's gospel. They didn't have faith. Who didn't have faith? Abraham, he did. And Romans 4 clears that up. Abraham, look at Romans 4, and it's a good example for us. Verse 3. Wasn't the law of Moses only given to Israel at Sinai because they lacked faith? Mainly, I think it was. It shows us now that it was to show them and us that us through them anyway that we don't have faith, to show us. It's not that because they didn't, but to show them that they didn't, to bring them around to having faith. But they would have been given the gospel at Sinai if Israel had been faithful. That's very hypothetical. I don't know where was. let me post. I did post. Okay, look at Romans 4:3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it, his belief of God, belief of what God said to him, it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now come down to verse 19 in chapter 4 of Romans, and we see, and being not weak in faith, he considered his own body now dead. God said he would have a son, you know. The seed was to come through Abraham, but he considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So that's the faith that God's looking for, believing what God says to you. Not he didn't go out and build an ark, did he? God wasn't telling Abraham to build an ark. He told Noah to. Noah was saved from the wrath of God in the flood by obeying God and building the ark, what God had told him. Abraham was told something different by God, and it says, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. Verse 22. I got 21 there. Let's see. 22. And therefore it, his faith, was imputed to him for righteousness. For righteousness. There's the righteousness that God's looking for. God's righteousness in us, in Abraham at least. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also. To whom it shall, righteousness shall be imputed if, condition upon, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Well, what is there to believe? There's what there is to believe is what happened after Israel fell and stopped being a way to come to God. The covenants were no longer received by Israel. The commandments, it's, you know, none of them had kept it except Jesus had kept the commandments. So God sent Jesus, came back, and revealed to Paul on the road to Damascus that he was alive, he was Jesus, he was the Son of God, he was the Messiah. All these things, he realized Jesus, this is really is Jesus risen from the dead. It says he was trembling and astonished. I would be too if I had lived my life against God and found out that, I thought I was working for God and here I'm against him. Why aren't I dead? You know, I should have been struck dead like Ananias and Sapphira. Well, anyway, it says that it was not imputed, it was not written for his sake alone, but that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses. That's very similar, isn't it, to Christ died for our sins. He was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Raised on the third day for our justification. We're right with God by believing that if we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Now, it makes perfect sense, and it's following the rules of language, grammar, etc. If you're going to try and say that they're the same thing, that the gospel given to Cornelius by Peter is the same as the gospel given to Noah to build an ark and you'll be saved from the flood, that was good news, yeah, but they're different good newses. Through you, Abraham, all the world will be blessed. Well, that has yet to be, but it's going to be. It was good news, and it is good news, but it's not the same as building an ark. Different good newses, right? Different gospels. That's one of the meanings of gospel, is good news.